Welcome to Treasure the Word. Here are some insights on Ezekiel 21 to 22. No one to stand in the gap. Chapter 21 pictures. Nebuchadnezzar standing at a literal fork in the road, uncertain whether to march against Jerusalem or against the Ammonite capital of Rabbah, and resorting to pagan divination to decide, shaking arrows, consulting idols, examining a liver for omens. 21:21. It is a strange detail to dwell on until we notice the point Ezekiel is making. These are not the tools by which Nebuchadnezzar's decision is actually being made. The Lord is sovereign even over a pagan king's superstitious guesswork, directing the lot toward Jerusalem for purposes entirely his own. Whatever means people use to seek guidance, omens, horoscopes, or simple human calculation, none of it operates outside God's governance. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord, as Proverbs puts it, 6:33. The chapter also contains a small but significant note of hope buried inside a pronouncement of ruin. A ruin, a ruin. I will make it a ruin. The crown will not be restored until he to whom it rightfully belongs shall come. To him I will give it. 21:27. Even as the Davidic monarchy in Jerusalem is being dismantled, God promises that the crown is not gone forever. It is simply waiting for its rightful owner. Every reader of this book, this side of the manger and the empty tomb, knows who that promise ultimately points to. Chapter 22 delivers what may be the most comprehensive indictment in the book. Princes who behave like wolves, tearing prey for dishonest gain. Priests who do violence to the law and fail to teach the difference between the holy and the common. Prophets who cover over wrongdoing with false visions. And ordinary people who oppress the poor, extort the vulnerable, and mistreat foreigners. 22:25-29. Every layer of Judean society, from the highest office to the ordinary citizen, stands indicted. And then comes the verse that gives this chapter its most haunting line. I looked for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so I would not have to destroy it, but I found no one. 22:30. Not one. Not among the leaders, not among the priests, not among the people. This should sober anyone tempted to think too highly of their own righteousness relative to others. If God searched the whole of Judah and found no one able to stand in that gap, we have no grounds for assuming we would have fared differently. And it should heighten, rather than diminish, our wonder at what came next in redemptive history. What no human intercessor could do for Jerusalem, Christ would do, not merely standing in the gap, but closing it permanently by becoming the very judgment he stood between. Discussion questions 1. God's sovereignty extended even over Nebuchadnezzar's pagan divination, 21:21-23. How does it change your perspective on uncertain circumstances to know God governs outcomes even when the visible means look arbitrary or secular? 2. Chapter 22 indicts every level of Judean society, leaders and ordinary people alike. Where do you see comparable failures distributed across different roles in a church or community today, rather than concentrated in just one group? 3. I found no one is a sobering verdict. What is your honest reaction to the idea that not even your own righteousness would have been sufficient to stand in the gap? 4. How does Christ's role as the one who stands in the gap for us change the way you approach your own shortcomings? Thank you for spending this time in Ezekiel 21 to 22. Until next time, keep treasuring the Word.